Eureka Springs is inhabited by an incredible variety of people from all extremes, orientations, and philosophies, and many claim to know what's best for their wonderful village tucked away in a forested Ozarks Valley in western Carroll County. And this season's mayoral candidates, in no particular order, represent every faction and then some.
Jeff Jeans, and right now I'm the principal broker and owner of RE/MAX Town and Lake Realty, but if elected, I'm going to sever all ties with my business.
Jeff Jeans is an independent and means business. He's a trained economist and says even though Eureka is not in arrears, he intends to see to it as mayor that it prospers.
Cities all over the United States are not responding to certain police calls or are doing away with vital public services, and we need somebody that can budget our money and come up with money-saving ideas so that Eureka Springs doesn't follow down that path.
Jeans says Eureka Springs' budget projections are too high, and he intends to operate a more conservative shop via upgrades of current equipment and services. He knows the local economic pulse as a realtor. He and his wife Lee eloped here from Springfield, Missouri 10 years ago to open an independent RE/MAX agency. Business has been good, he says, and he intends to pay that forward.
My name is Morris Pate. I am retired Eureka Springs Detective and Assistant Chief for the Police Department. I was there 22 years, retired in April of this year, and have since been kind of just goofing off, retired. And then a group of local folks come to me and asked me to run for mayor. And I considered it, changed my mind of doing nothing into doing something now, and here I am.
Retired Eureka Springs Detective Morris Pate knows every inch of this town, having patrolled it on foot and by cruiser. He's also a very familiar face to most residents as a law enforcement authority, and having served on the Quorum Court for 18 years.
I know all the diverse groups in town. I've worked with all the diverse groups in town. I think our goal is to get all the diverse groups to work together as opposed to against each other.
To that end, Morris Pate would, as mayor, invite all residents to both pitch and stage events to draw even more tourists, which are the bread and butter of Eureka Springs economy. Morris Pate, a Democrat, is a motorcycle enthusiast, as you can hear, in a community that both welcomes bikers because of the revenue they bring to town or disdains them because of the noise and pollution they create. But Pate says Eureka Springs could be an awesome biker destination, and he intends to, as mayor, push for an annual Eureka Springs motorcycle event.
We have to get people back in here, whether it's buses, unicycles, motorcycles, cars. It doesn't really matter how you get here. We have to promote our city.
Pate is concerned because the CAPC, that's the City Advertising and Promotion Commission, is spending too much money managing the renovated City Auditorium, the town's sole downtown entertainment venue. But it's a money sink because big acts refuse to book gigs in a 1,000-seat room. He believes that the odd, as locals call it, ought to be operated by the city until it becomes self-supporting. Two other chronics are Eureka's ancient craggy limestone sidewalks, which are hazardous when wet, and parking meters that don't lend much of a Victorian ambiance.
And if you take the parking meters out, it's going to be total chaos downtown. Total chaos. And not so much from the tourists, but the locals will inundate downtown for convenience. I've seen it happen, and I know it can happen.
Morris Pate, 55, is single, he says, for 22 years, and is devoted to his three grown stepsons and daughter, and to his town.
I know all the department heads. They've got a great crew on right now. I worked with every one of them. I know how they think. I know how they work.
An underutilized odd also concerns candidate number three, Sonny Carter, who moved to Eureka Springs in 1994 to help his ailing mom. This mostly retired country musician spends lots of time with his adopted granddaughter. He's 67 and leaned towards the Green Party, he says, although votes as independent. And he has a great idea about the diesel-guzzling city trolley system.
I think it'd be a great idea to run the trolleys, or what we could of them, off the cooking oil that's just going to waste, because there's a couple of, there's a real upside to that a lot of people don't think about. Instead of the really bad smelling exhaust, this smells like French fries and sends people into the restaurants.
And then perhaps after lunch on French fries, people can go to the Spa Shop, a retail store operated by Councilwoman Joyce Zeller for 30 years. She's candidate number 4.
I really want to do this. I really enjoy city government. I enjoy the challenge of it.
Top of Zeller's list is tackling the town's crumbling foundation, evidenced by a new gaping sinkhole in a downtown parking lot, leaky sewer and septic systems, all the while keeping tax revenue up.
We're doing remarkably well compared to the rest of the country, compared to tourism in general, but certainly we all admit we could do better.
Is the city operating at a deficit, at a surplus, or break even right now?
We're about, we can't make that decision until the end of the year, but at this point in time, we're about, 2% down in our tax collections, but we have a very busy month ahead of us. I think it'll all straighten out by the end of October, and I think we'll come out right on the money. We are not operating at a deficit, which is hooray for us because everybody else is. I think we're kind of a little miracle that way.
And Joyce Zeller says the miracle of Eureka Springs ought to be widely promoted.
We have a kind of an energy here that my customers over the 30 years have told me they can feel it. The minute they come to town, they start to feel better. And at the end of 3 days, they're just ready to go back at it again. And that's what we do. We're an escape.
Candidate number 5, Rachel Love, escaped to Eureka Springs 3 years ago from the West Coast, where she worked for nearly 30 years for Southern California Edison in the coal and nuclear industry. She's been marketing herself as potential mayor for over a year and a half, and she even has a brand.
My branding, it's a heart.
Love is a Christian, operates a social media ministry on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, and attends lots of churches in town, including the Assembly of God, Catholic, Methodist, and Unitarian Fellowship, among others. Her politics are also non-denominational.
What I propose is, using team dynamics, I propose to create a mayor's advisory team, which you get a broad spectrum of people from the economic and social backgrounds from our community. If we all come together and look at the issues and do some roundtable discussions, some brainstorming ideas, pick one or two issues we can probably deal with, come up with some ideas, come up with suggestions, and then give that to city council, the mayor, and department heads.
As mayor, Rachel Love says she'll donate half her annual $18,000 salary back to the city.
Show that I'm not just asking somebody to do something I wouldn't do. I'm going to give my time and effort and give my money back so I can do this.
So Love's been campaigning for quite a while now, long before Mayor Joya decided against running again, boasting a motto: you've had joy, now try love.
Part of me also says that I've gone through, I don't know if I'm allowed to use the word hell on the radio, but I've gone through some real troubles in my life, and I really want to believe that all those things I went through had some benefit at the end, that I learned something, I've become a better person because of it, and now I can give back to community and make a difference so that my life has more meaning.
Rachel Love was born intersexed with both male and female physical characteristics. She was raised a boy, but says she spent a lifetime feeling like a girl. She's since transitioned to being female after suffering years of persecution. Things are easier in Eureka, she says.
Because I wanted everybody to know. I want to be transparent about my life. I want to take the mask off. I'm asking everybody, take your mask off. Be honest who you are. If we put on these masks and pretend we're somebody we're not, we're never going to be able to work together. But we're all human. We're all in this together. This is a community of people, a very diverse group of people. And I'm just proud to be part of it. That's my family.
The best and worst thing about Eureka Springs politics. The best thing is we have some of the best minds from across the country that live here in this town. The bad thing is when people can't separate the politics from their emotions and their personal.
Beverly Blankenship is our 6th and final candidate.
I believe that a mayor's job, number one, is to enforce the law. Number two is to try to get as much city services and things for the residents as she can from the taxpayers' money.
Blankenship, who is 48, operates a cabin decor retail store uptown with her husband David and 3 Boston Terriers. The couple, along with their 2 children, moved to Eureka Springs from Houston, Texas 15 years ago. She ran for mayor 4 years ago and feels confident this time around, having served on city council for 2 terms.
For the past year, I've been a member of the City Advertising and Promotion Commission, and I'm working on that commission now. And, you know, it takes a lot of a lot of study time, a lot of work, a lot of research. I really put a lot into the job, and I think I am, you know, making good decisions and trying to do what's best for the town. And you can ask anybody, you know, if they have something to say to me, I'll listen to them. I'm fair. I try to get not just both sides of the story, but all seven sides or eight or ten, you know, however many it is for Eureka.
Starting next week, Eureka Springs' campaign for mayor will begin in earnest with lots of yard signs, door-to-door solicitation, political ads, debates, and all the usual promises. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.